Kim Waugh's joining us now. Morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. I saw it back yesterday. Shiraz. Nice little barrier trial there at Wyong.
He trialled lovely.
Yeah, he did.
Really pleasing.
Was that his first or second trial, Kim?
No, that was his first trial because he didn't have long off. He just had a bit of a freshen up at home and then on the treadmill. And he's going to run Saturday week. So I've only given him the one trial.
Okay. He seemed to be, as you say, just seemed to do it lovely yesterday.
Yeah, I was really pleased. Serge, listen, he rides a bit for me in the trials, and I just said to him, just have him where he's comfortable, because sometimes they can go a little bit slow on those trials. So, you know, I said, go on slow, just put him where he wants to be, and he just jumped to the front and rolled along, and he said he didn't put him under much pressure. He did it all on his own.
Yeah, I understand. I guess the key is the timing here, that you've obviously chatted with the owners and thought, let's do the right thing by the horse and get into some soft ground. The horse can obviously cope with that.
He does like that. He actually loves that. Mm. So, you know, it might work in our favour with a few of these wet tracks around at the moment. And I'm not sure what will be Saturday week, but a little bit of sting out wouldn't hurt us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The main thing is he showed yesterday for me that he wants to be there.
Definitely. You know, he's a very determined horse. He's a very strong horse. And he's very well, like he still, you know, wants to be very competitive, and he loves to win, and it was good to see him do that and do it just on his ear, you know.
Yeah, yeah, understand. Well, we'll look forward to that. Shiraz back in Sydney on Saturday week. You just wait and see what the weather does, whether you head north or stay here.
Well, he'll run here. Brenton's booked to ride him. He's going to do something he's never done before, and they'll be running first up 1400. And then there's some nice races up there, one on the 17th. There's the Glass House, and they're both around 1350, 1400. Mm. So all going well, that's where he will go if he goes well next weekend, pulls up well.
All right. So, we'll get through the first up run. Yeah, let's hope so. He's been a grand campaigner for all concerned, the boys out there at Dubbo. You got a couple there at Kembla today. Too Fast for Love. Can she show sort of improvement for Derby here, second up?
I think so. Look, she ran in that 900 first up and she drew terrible, but we just sort of wanted to get a run into her. But, you know, those races can be such a scurry. And I don't think that suited her much, and nothing really went her way. But I think today the 1200 will really suit her, and I'm really happy with the way she's working.
And Local Affairs, the other one, went really good there at Gosford, fought on pretty good.
Yes, I put the blinkers on him and stepped him up to a mile. So that's, you know, he's got the blinkers on obviously again today. And look, I think he'll go great. He's done really well since that run, and he's jumping out of his skin. So I think the mile is what he was looking for, and the blinkers, he just to get him a little bit more focused.
Okay, we look forward to those too. You've got runners sort of today, tomorrow and Thursday. Validate, I know, goes around in 1100 there, class two at Gosford on Thursday.
Yeah, look, she went really well first up. She just got to the front, and we were hoping she'd take a sit, but nothing went with her. So she sort of ended up in front, and she just never relaxed there. So she did a little bit too much work, and I think that's where she got a little bit tired and ran third. But she's done well since, and I think she should go well. And we've got Uptown Lad and Jasmine Charlie in tomorrow at Canterbury. So we've got a really busy week.
Good luck today, and we look forward to seeing Shiraz.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.